Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Those that know it, you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says,
I do.
Oh, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do. Around yourself with nobody He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think.
I do.
Lord, I love him.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Shine Lord Radio right here on We Talk Radio Network. You're listening to B. Ray holding it down. Also got my boy T. Smiley in the building. What's up, T?
What's up? What's up? What's going
on? What's up?
Hey, good song selection. I love that. Old school.
Already. Already.
Old school.
So today's topic is be spiritual and just straight reality. You never miss a good thing until it's gone. Okay? That's what we're going to talk about today. With the pandemic that's going around. Never miss a good thing until it's gone.
Oh, okay.
All right. So with today's pandemic going on with the coronavirus and things shutting down, people are used to living one way, and then they're having to, you know, downsize, humble themselves in order to survive. So that's the good thing. You know, they had the good thing. Now it's gone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like, honestly, I just had my kids, and it was funny because we was in the house watching TV and everything was good. Then all of a sudden they said, "Dang, we bored. Can we do something?" I'm like, no, this is all we can do right now. So I understand it on both sides. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, we don't realize a good thing as far as like being able to go out and do stuff or just get out the house, period. Taking the kids out, doing stuff like that. We don't realize how good we have it until we have something like this, and it makes us have to be still. But on the flip side of that, that's a good chance together, you know. Parents to actually spend time with their kids, or husbands spend time with their wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gives people a chance to kind of connect, put the world on hold. Put the world on hold.
Get back to the old way
instead of technology.
Get back to the old way, you know, face-to-face communication or pen-to-paper communication.
Right. Because that's what it was before anything. That's exactly what
exactly.
It was. But
exactly.
we done got microwave technology now to where we can, you know, text somebody, or even if you don't feel like texting, you can FaceTime or Google Duo or whatever the case may be. That's crazy because, you know, like you said, back in the day, like, if you wanted something, it was either write a letter or have to drive across town to go see that person.
Okay. So that now that driving across town is pretty much out of the question. You know, we go back to writing letters because, like, for my older family members, I've been writing letters to the ones that I, you know, keep in contact with and put in the mail or a card and put in the mail, you know, just say thinking of you during this time. Oh, I could have called
or
texted you, but, you know, I just want to bring it back old school because that's what they're used to. They're not used to communicating via text message and all that stuff. They're like, what is this
coming
through my phone? You know, so.
Right. Some people don't even know how to use a computer.
Right. I just took the time out to pretty much, you know, go back to the basics, which is kind of what God is asking us to do right now during this pandemic. He wants us to get closer to him, get back to the, you know, true family time and true praise and worship to him. And not to the things of the world, the elements. So this is a good time to get closer to the Lord if you don't strayed away. You know, most
you
of
strayed
us
away
up in
or
church.
If you, and you know what? And it's not even so much as straying away. Now, if you got caught up, let's say before this pandemic, if you were per se too busy, or you felt like, you know, you had to work, or, you know, just so busy moving around instead of just being still and focusing on, if you were a reader of the Bible, you know, this is God time saying, hey, look, listen, let's go back to the basics. You when you first found me, you fell in love, and you you wanted to know about me, so you was reading the word. You was doing everything you had to do to get a relationship with me. Now that you had the relationship, it's like, okay, God, he going to be there, but I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. And now that everything is still, it's like, okay, come back to me. I'm still here. Get back in my word,
right.
You know? So, yeah.
Right. And so I had a situation to occur. Like I told y'all last week, they said that there is someone that has the COVID-19 virus in our complex, right? But they won't tell us the building number. And
wow.
So I called the main office and asked, I said, because I just got out of the hospital, I had surgery, and I don't want to, you know, step outside and next door to me. I don't want to do that. So I need to know what building number. And then her people with, well, the HIPAA law state that we can't. I said, well, forget HIPAA. I need to know because I have to get out and go to a doctor's appointment, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she still wouldn't tell me. So it's like, well, you know what? Call the doctor.
You,
hey, we're going to do this telemedicine.
Yep, I'm telling you, man.
I said,
HIPAA
I can't get out
of
my
up,
house.
Man.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not asking who have it. I said, what building? I can tell you who have it. I just need to know what building. Are you by my building or are you by the front? You know what I mean? That's what I need to know.
Right.
So
let me tell you. The job that I do. Just Friday, we had 5 people get discharged out the hospital, various hospitals, around DFW, actually around in Dallas or Frisco area, McKinney area. People were needing oxygen. And we were all on call all this weekend to take care of those 5 people. Now, luckily, they didn't call me. Thank God. They didn't call me. I was sitting by the phone. But we came up with the idea of setting up everything before in front of these people's house, put it at the front door, then go back in the truck and tell them that their stuff outside, take it in, and we can, you know, Facebook or Google Duo or whatever on the phone, and we can. That's how we're setting people up now that has been tested positive for the coronavirus. So, yes, it is very difficult, very scary, per se. I mean, not so much scary, but, you know, you want to be cautious at all times. It's pretty crazy.
It is. And
I understand you having to talk to your doctor online or on
yeah.
What you say?
It's telemedicine, so yeah, it's pretty much cutting online. We was actually kind of like FaceTime, and even though I got an Android and she has a phone, but it was some kind of link she sent me, and click on it and it connects to the doctor, directly to the doctor.
Oh wow! Okay.
And so part of my incision had opened up. I hadn't done anything, you know, out of the ordinary. Like, you know, I
right.
A girl been
right.
Sitting, chilling. Not bended, not stooping, or whatever. But somehow or another, they popped open. And so I was like, I don't know what else to do but put gauze on it. This was before I talked to the doctor. I just kept putting gauze, you know, on the incision or whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is painful. What else can I do? So I had an appointment week before last. They rescheduled it to Monday of this week, well, this past week, and got to the clinic. The doors was locked, and they had the big sign says we're closed due to the whatever. So call this number to get to your doctor, and they'll call you back. And so she was like, let me see it. She was like, okay, I'm going to send antibiotics to your pharmacy. I want you to keep doing what you're doing, and I don't want you trying to lift anything over a gallon of milk.
A gallon of milk? Wow.
Over a gallon of milk. So, like, I did go to the or they dated also in going to the doctor since they was closed. I said, well, let me pick up on some stuff. But she told me this after the fact because I had bought like a 24-pack of water, just have some stuff that we need, food that we needed. And it was
right.
more than a gallon
right.
of milk. And when she said, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to bust some more stitches because I just brought everything in the house. But
yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. She said, yeah, don't lift anything. If you can avoid lifting stuff, please avoid it because I can't get to you right now. She's like, I would have to get to the hospital, grab some PPE, and then come see you if that's the case. She said,
right.
And she'll check on me,
right.
You know, tomorrow. Actually, we still have another teleconference tomorrow. But, I mean, I was looking at it, and it's still open. I'm like, okay, I thought your skin's supposed to just start healing on your own. So
yep.
She was like,
yeah.
It do, but you might have, whatever you did, it's not good. So I've been sleeping a lot just because of the pain.
Right.
And so I'm like, that's why I got the topic from, you never miss a good thing until it's gone. Because I'm used to,
yep.
You know, moving around, doing whatever, even calm myself, exercising. I can't do it. It's gone. I can't
wow.
do it right now.
Wow.
So that's why I came up with that topic. Like I said, it was a two-way topic. I wish we had Big Joe on the line, but I know he's taking care of the kids or whatever, or probably work. But, yeah, it's like I can't. When I say I can't do anything but eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, and just chill, watch
repeat.
TV or whatever. It is. Yep. And you know, maybe go from room to room. But that's like, it's like, that was a good thing because I could run down the stairs at first. They tell
wow.
me I can't still do it, but take my time. And I'm like, literally could run up and down the stairs. I love to cook. Huh?
Question. Now, didn't one day you say you put some clothes on and wrapped up and went rolled in the car? You don't think that had something
yeah.
to do with it?
No, that was going to the doctor's office.
Oh, gotcha. That's
yeah.
right. You're right.
Yeah, I was wrapped up going to the doctor's office. That didn't happen. That was this was like just before I was going to the doctor's office. That's why I was still been going to the doctor.
Wow.
So pretty much for 2 weeks technically, it's been open
wow.
like that.
That's not good.
I thought it should have been done healed by now. But,
right.
like, technically speaking, right now, I'm still having to wear a gauze.
Wow.
And it's like uncomfortable because it's right under my stomach. Like, you know, the little fold, the little, you know, the little love handle fold or whatever.
yeah.
And it's just like, oh my goodness, it hurt. Even when I, like, lift my stomach to change the gauze out, it hurt. So.
Right. I had surgery. I had to get my appendix taken out, and I had like three little holes, and it's crazy because they didn't stitch it up. They used glue, like some type of
yep.
glue. And it took a while. I think I was on bed rest for like 3 weeks. So I understand that, but you know, had I moved around beforehand, I feel like it probably would have opened up again or whatever the case may be. So. You miss a good thing. You don't miss a good thing till it's gone. I feel you on that. I couldn't even get up to go on the other side of the house, you know. So
right.
Couldn't go downstairs.
I mean,
if I had to get a pillow. So
yeah, I still have to look out for the pillow. For real,
yep.
'cause that right there. And I think one time I didn't do it. I think that's probably when it popped. Because I had like stitches on the inside and on the outside. The ones on the outside
right.
had fully dissolved. But it's the one on
mm-hmm.
the inside that busted when I started that coughing fit. I had like a real bad asthma attack flare up. You know,
oh, wow.
That was a little setback. I think that was the setback that they popped the stitch because I kept coughing, couldn't stop, and I didn't have my pillow.
Right. Yeah.
Man, I was like, oh, wait. If it ain't one thing, it's another. But like I say, you never miss a good thing until it's gone. You never miss your independence
until you don't have it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like I said, I thought that was a good topic today because it is what it is. And, you know, I'm like literally going through this life lesson. It's inspirational. It's motivational. If the doctor tell you not to do something, take heed to, you know, take heed to their warnings. And follow their reference to the T. So
I mean, that's a good topic because that's even dealing with, you know, like it's Sunday, so that's dealing with churches too. you know, you never miss a good thing till it's gone. As far as you go to, you used to going to church every Sunday, and then now, you know, they don't want no gatherings over 10 or whatever the case may be, and some churches are closed, and, you know, some churches still open and stuff like that. So it's, you know.
All right. Like my, not the church I go to, but it's my sister church, which I'm considering moving to once I can, you know, actually move around or whatever. Only people that was at church, at the church today, was the two pastors and the person that was over the media ministry, because they streamed Facebook Live. So it was only three people at their church. They didn't want, they didn't want the congregation to come. They put it on Facebook, but they did it from the church. I said, now that's a good thing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But my church, on the other hand, they did conference call.
Right.
And a lot of people wasn't on there, so she emailed where it said, you still should call in on Sundays and worship us. I was like, wow, that means there wasn't any people on the line. And it's Palm Sunday, so, you know, just imagine, I can imagine what Easter Sunday going to be like. It's sweet.
That is,
you know,
sweet,
so.
Right?
It's Palm Sunday today, like, and we was actually, the disciple women's of my church, we was actually supposed to have a Palm Sunday tea, you know, like, uh-huh. Counseling, because no gatherings, you know.
Right.
And it was like, okay, I was there, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll fix y'all this, and this, but I'm not coming, you know. I fixed it, but I ain't coming. I wasn't going to the club.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Then you have people complaining. Let's get on those people.
Yep.
You got people complaining.
Somebody complain.
Yeah, you have people complaining that they have to stay home with their children and make sure that they work and raise them and, you know, continue to raise them and feed them. Well, I tell you, but that's the job of a parent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got to stay here and make sure they're doing their stuff and homeschooling. Why they can't go to school? So you want to go to school and spread the stuff all the way around and everybody and their daddy get it?
And not only
it's
that, I mean, they're forgetting the most important part. I mean, you want to be mad or complaining and stuff like that. You want to send your kids out there and possibly get the coronavirus, and then there we are. You know, your kids
and
got the virus.
And all that, yeah. I was in this Facebook group, and they had a whole bunch of people in there complaining, like, you know, I wish they had opened up some of the schools and let them just go. No, because you never know who has it.
Right. Yep.
Like,
never know what.
I wouldn't expect nobody over here to have it, but they do. So right. if you open up the school, and this is child's mother, and they're in the same house, what you think is going to happen? It's going to spread. So I'm like, y'all didn't think about what y'all saying. And then those that are some complaining because they lost their jobs, literally lost, not working from home, but they lost their jobs. I can understand you complaining, but guess what? If God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is keep trusting in him, you know? It's like they don't trust in God no more. They don't have faith. They used to just making it money, and, you know, they're not thanking God for the job. They're not thanking God for the means to get to and from the job.
Right.
So it's just crazy, you know, like, are you ungrateful, or you just that dense that you don't understand that God is the one providing for you, even though you're doing the physical labor, but who's giving you that opportunity?
Some people forget the basics.
Yep. I don't know. I just don't know what to say anymore. Like, I'm at a loss right now. It was something. Let's see if I see it. I had found something earlier I was going to read. It was a post to me. Oh, here it is. I had my, you know, I had my WrestleMania on in the background.
you know, I was watching. I watched on TV today on ESPN. They had the WrestleMania from last year playing before
right.
the second show tonight. But yeah, go ahead. You got that article?
Yeah, I had an article now. It says, as we grow older and hence wiser, we slowly realize that wearing a $300 or a $30 watch, they both tell the same time. Well, whether we carry a $300 or $30 wallet or handbag, the amount of money inside is the same. Whether we drink a bottle of $300 or $15 wine, the hangover is still the same. Whether the house we live in is 300 square feet or 3,000 square feet, the loneliness is still the same. When you drive an $8,000 Honda or $80,000 Benz, both serve the same purpose. You will realize your true inner happiness does not come from the material things of this world. Therefore, I hope you realize when you have mates, buddies, and old friends, brothers and sisters with whom you chat with, laugh with, talk with, have sung songs with, talk about north, south, east, west, or heaven and earth with, that is a true happiness. Six undeniable facts of life. Number one, educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they will know the value of things, not price. Number two, best awarded words. Eat your food as your medicine. Otherwise, you have to eat your medicine as your food. Number three, the one who loves you will never leave you, because even if there are 100 reasons to give up, he or she will find one reason to hold on. Number four, there is a big difference between a human being and being human. Only a few will really understand. Number five, you are loved when you were born. You will be loved when you die. In between, you have to manage. Number six, if you just want to walk fast, walk alone. But if you want to walk far, walk together. Eight best doctors in the world. One, sunlight. Two, rest. Three, exercise. Four, diet. Five, self-confidence. Six, friends. Seven, truth. Eight, prayer. Maintain them in all the stages of life and enjoy a healthy life. The older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting for in line. So that was kind of deep.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. It was some good points in there. Like, it was deep, and I was like, wow, okay. So that's basically, you know, it's pretty much saying the same thing. You never miss a good thing until it's gone, but you still got to humble yourself.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick song break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. You thought I was to die for.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Shine Lord Radio. You're listening to, this is B. Ray and T. Smiley. We holding it down. Again, the topic for the day, you never miss a good thing until it's gone.
Listen, before you go any further, that was a great song. If a lot of people would just remember that God, that he actually gave his life for us. He died for our sins. He died for us to be free, for us to be saved and whole and all that. Like, through all these times, through this time of trial and, you know, the coronavirus and everything, we have to remember that God is still in control. He taught enough of us to lay down his life so we won't have to worry about the coronavirus. We won't have to worry about nothing if we give it to the Lord. So, again, that was a great song. I mean, I actually sung that song this morning. So, right on time.
Right on time. That's that good spirit vibe, because, you know, I was like,
oh, yeah.
What can I play that's going to play them and that's going to inspire people to get back to the basics? And
right.
since we are in the Easter season, I thought that was a good song. The last song that I'm going to play here in a few minutes, because we're about to wrap up, it's Don't Cry. You heard of that song?
Kirk Franklin,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Old school,
he
yeah.
He has risen. Because next Sunday we're not going to do a show because it's Easter. So I'm trying to get people pumped up for Easter this day. I was like thinking those were the songs that would get us closer to that mind frame what's going on. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show in the morning with Keyshawn Owens at 8 a.m. And that's Monday morning. The Kia D Unplugged show is 8 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, we have the Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe and A.T. Black. Wednesday, we have At the Let's Go Out with Kia D and the whole Hot Topic panel. So you can listen to us 24/7 by going to www.topradio.com, and you can pick the shows that you want to listen to, and we will you can, like I say, keep in contact with us 24/7. Got any show topics or ideas, you can send an email to bray@wetalkradio.com, and we'll be sure to try and get those on the air as soon as possible. I know on Tuesday's show, if things a change, we're supposed to be talking about the CBD oils. If things don't change, that's what I was told. CBD oils.
And then tomorrow,
are they good?
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say tomorrow also we're trying to get some feedback from some students, college students, that see how they feel about the schools closing and, you know, what that means for them. We're going to have possibly two people on tomorrow to discuss that, as well as other topics tomorrow. So Again, listen to Kia D Unplugged tomorrow night at 8, and it should be a great show.
Already. Need high school and college students.
Yeah.
They do not like being at home. Mine is getting on my nerves right about now. I let a break and go with his granny today, but that right there, yeah, that's the whole topic for tomorrow. Because he will be like, I miss my friends. I miss being in the building. I miss this. I miss that. And, you know, he's a dancer, so he missed dance practice and all that. Like, when it got worse, we got worse, when Dallas got worse and started up with these high numbers of corona, positive corona cases, and Atlanta started getting the same amount, they canceled their competition that they had already paid for and was ready to travel. We got the word Thursday night that the competition was canceled, and they were supposed to be leaving Friday morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, he's been down in the pit. All the dancers actually have been down in the dumps, you know, because of that. They was ready, you know, crunk and ready to come back with some trophies and all that. But things have, you know, that when they smooth over, the competition will take place. They just hadn't given us a new date or anything.
Right.
And shout out to the artists, all the artists that's on Instagram Live playing, you know, singing their music, playing, you know, communicating with their fans, and the DJs that's giving us DJ sessions. One in particular, DJ Sabalas, who used to be a basketball player, now he's working for Fox Sports Southwest as well. So In his free time, since the NBA season is over, he DJs.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to him. Shout out to, who was that? Another one that I was listening to. Who is that? DJ C and somebody else. It was like five or six DJs that was like on Instagram Live and Facebook Live, just, you know, entertaining the crowd. And I was thinking maybe Wednesday we could have a We Talk Karaoke. I was going to call Kia and see if that would be something we could do, you know, to break the ice.
We Talk Karaoke?
We Talk Karaoke.
Nice, nice. Sounds like fun.
You know, I was just trying to see if we could do something a little different. We still have the regular format, but at the beginning we'll have a karaoke.
Nice.
And
nice.
Just trying to be innovative and creative. Everybody needs a little laughter. You know, laughter is going to get us through this as well as prayer. So
yes, yes. Laughter is good for the soul, as they say.
Yep. So I was going to run that by her and see if that was cool. We can have a karaoke night. And everybody got to participate. So
thinking of
a song. It could be gospel, it could be R&B, hip-hop, rap, whatever. Just think of a song that you want to sing, and I'll find an instrumental to it. Make sure you email it to me beforehand. Hopefully by Tuesday, I can have it and get it on the system, and we can have the instrumental version of you singing, or the karaoke version of you singing that song.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Already. All right. Let's see here. Looking at the time and looking at the time. I'm trying to like do it just like time it just right. I thought we would have some more people on here, but it's all good. We did. We held it down.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all good. We're chilling. Yep.
Already.
It's a good show thus far.
Yep. So let's break down some of the words to I just say to work.
Uh-huh.
Let's break that down. Break it down and what you think that song really means.
Well, you thought I was worth saving, so you sacrificed your life. Or did I get that wrong?
No, that's right.
Yeah, you thought I was worth keeping, so you clean me up inside. you thought I was to die for, and you sacrificed your life so I could be free. So honestly, to me, no matter how you are, who you are, no matter if you know God or not, even if you heard a little word about God, he thought just a little bit of you, thought enough of you, should I say, to do all these things in order for us to be saved, in order for us to be free, in order for us to have a relationship. Yeah. So to me, that's what it means. He could take a vessel. I hear people at my church all the time say, "Oh, he reached way down." Some people say, you know, that soul or that person was way down in the dirt or whatever. He reached down and he got you out of that dirt, and he shaped you, he molded you, and he cleaned you up. He made you one of his children. So you could be free. So.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say the song right there. That's just self-explanatory. If you listen to the words, it's self-explanatory. Like, if you don't go to church, listen to that song, and I'm pretty sure you want to go somewhere and learn more about what God and what Jesus did for you.
Right. Yep.
Yep. So, do you mind
sharing
us
out?
Huh?
It's hard to sing that song while playing the drums, I must tell you. It's hard because you have to keep the beat, and it's one of those things where it's like, oh, Lord, help me.
So. Right, and I play a little piano, not very well to play for an audience, but I tried playing it and singing it once, and I was like, let me just stick to the singing. So, trust me, I understand. I applaud those musicians that can play an instrument and still do the solo parts. I applaud them.
Yep.
Like, real talk.
Yep. It's one of those God-given talents, I tell you. Because if it ain't God-given talent, I don't know how you could do it.
Exactly. You mind praying us out? We had a
good
show this far.
Yes, we did. We definitely did. Father God, we thank you once again, just allowing us to be here, God. We ask that you just continue to pour out your many, many blessings upon each and every one of us, God. God, we ask that you just cover us in the midst of the storms, God. We ask that you just be with us, God. Touch even each and every hot topic panelist, God, that wasn't even on the show, God. We know that they may be doing their different things, God, but we know that you still have them under your wing, God. We ask that you just continue just to touch each and every one of them, bless them in the areas of them needing blessings, God. We ask that you just even bless and touch our listeners, God. We ask that you just be with them all throughout the world, God. We ask that you just continue to keep us safe from the hurt, harm, and danger that's out here, God. And God, we ask that you just be with us, God, as we go throughout this week, God. We ask that you just keep us safe, God. We ask that you wake us up with a mind and a heart on you, God, that we can reach somebody. We can't reach everybody, but we can reach somebody. And we ask that you just give us that word for that person that needs a word from you, God, throughout the week. And we ask that you just meet us back here on We Talk Radio at the times that we have on the show. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for listening to Shine Lord Radio. This is your girl, B-Ray, boy, T. Smiley. And here is Don't Cry by Kirk Franklin.
Yeah. Don't Cry.
Don't Cry.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.